It's a couple minutes after 8 o'clock on a misty, rainy Monday morning. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. Delighted to have you here. As we do each and every Monday, it is a delight to welcome from the Sawdust Art Festival, Director of Marketing in for the Artist Corner, Frankie Duchesne. Welcome this morning, Frankie. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Good. Hi. Did you manage the rain well, driving in and everything? Thank you so much for making the drive in the rain and the wet weather. I appreciate that.
I love the rain. It's my favorite.
Fantastic. You brought a friend with you and quite a talented artist. As we do each and every week, we get a chance to meet a great artist that comes out of the Sawdust Art Festival and takes place in the Sawdust Art classes. Today, you brought Gabe Sullivan. Welcome, Gabe. How are you today?
Pretty good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Again, and I thank you for making the ride and the trip in for what? Was it like a mile?
Yeah, maybe a little less.
All right. He could have actually walked here, I think. Gabe, I'm not gonna let it go. You brought your son in. Elijah, welcome, Elijah.
Yeah, thank you.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, so how did you manage? Is there no school today? What happened here? How did this work out?
Well, I'm homeschooled, so okay. I can... Pretty flexible schedule.
All right. Flexible. Yeah. It's all about a flexible schedule. Very good.
We're calling this a field trip.
Yeah. So, Frankie, how are the art classes going? How you've got more coming. We've been delighted, and the audience has been delighted to now have them back after a couple of years of being off. How's it going?
Going really well. We've been really busy.
Okay, good.
Fortunate.
Good.
Lots of classes. We have like over 40 offerings now. Taught by about 30 teachers,
right.
30 local artists.
Right. And there is, and I say this often, there's nothing better than learning from the source. Learning directly from an artist, their craft is really special. And Gabe, coming up in April, you'll be teaching some classes as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got a couple classes in April doing some cyanotype printing on some textiles. So we're excited to be offering that.
Right. You said the magic words. For weeks now, we've been like, cyanotype printing. What exactly is cyanotype printing?
So it's a cyan blue. It's sort of a turquoise blue color. And you mix the sensitizer together, and then you apply it with a paintbrush onto any white surface, really. And then you have to kind of do that in the dark because it's light sensitive.
Right.
And then you take it outside into the sunlight. Well, first you have to put an object on there, let's say a leaf.
Right.
Or you could even do a negative. You could do a film negative. And then you bring that outside into the sun and then expose it to the sun, depending on how sunny it is, anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes. Right. Bring it back in, rinse it off, and then you've got a blue and white cyanotype print.
That is fascinating. And you said you start in darkness. Can you start in shade, or does it have to be dark?
It doesn't have to be pitch black because you have to see what you're doing. So just low light, the lowest light that you can find and still be able to see what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. Let's start. Your interests are varied and wide, and I found it fascinating to read about you in that fact. When you in San Francisco in the 90s, you started with your camera and checking out surfboards and doing interviews. How did you? What were you thinking in the 90s that made you want to do that?
In the 90s, so long ago.
Let's take you back.
That was a fun time. So that was my college years. I was really fascinated with surfing. Growing up surfing in the Bay Area, kind of my zone was between San Francisco, Ocean Beach, down to Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm. And better waves up north than down here?
I don't know about better, but probably consistently bigger.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
Much
some
older,
might say
100%.
Some might say better waves. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so as far as the interest in photography, I studied photography. I took a photography class in high school that really was fun, and then I got really into it in college. Ended up majoring in photojournalism.
Okay, and the journalism part of that was taking you out and interviewing surfers.
Right. Yeah, I had a really fun project for Surfer Magazine where I'd go around and interview surfers.
Right.
It was a man on the street format column.
Right. Right. So, and the types of questions you would ask them, wave related, surf related,
yeah.
Or could you ask them just about anything? And
the common thread was surfing. So it was anything somehow related to surfing.
Right.
I'd ask both surfers and non-surfers alike, but always something related to surfing.
Right.
It was Surfer Magazine.
Do you still have an interest in doing that? And
Doing the interviews?
Are there occasions where you find yourself out doing it?
I haven't come out of retirement lately. But it does come sometimes. A topic will come to mind that I feel the urge to go out and, you know, start polling some people, finding out what the pulse is.
So now you're doing a lot of videography. You do writing and modeling along with Elijah. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are you involved in this?
Well, my mom is a model, and so sometimes I go with her on jobs, and then occasionally maybe they'll like have me in a few shots. Right. So, yeah. And then sometimes when he's like, you take some photos for like jobs, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. So.
And the director's like, I must have that boy. Get me that guy in front of the camera.
Yeah,
right?
That's happened a couple times.
And. Serious question, and I know it sounds off the cuff and flip, but compensation? Do they give you compensation when you do these things?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. I won't ask how much. I won't ask about your bank account or anything like that. So your interest in starting with photography, what is it about your eye that you feel, okay, I've got to get this recorded. I've got to put this on film.
I love coming across an amazing image that another photographer has done, and I think that's where it started for me, was just being really impressed by amazing photos that I've seen and kind of wanting to, I remember back to the beginning, just wanting to recreate some of those beautiful images that I remember seeing in Surfer Magazine growing up, you know.
Right.
I think that's where the dream started. But now just seeing beauty, I guess, is the inspiration for me. Sometimes I want to capture it. Sometimes I'll just want to observe it and not be taken out of the moment. Just instead of trying to capture everything, I like to also just see things.
Is there a difference as you ingest the images? Let's have you ingest two separate images here. And is there a difference in how you take them? A beautiful lone sea sandpiper out on the beach, or a couple walking their dog on a sidewalk in the street? Is there a difference of how you would photograph those things?
That's interesting. I've been thinking a little bit lately just about the beauty in the mundane and just finding beauty in everything, and seeing it. So I don't know off the top of my head if there would be a different way of capturing it, but I mean, technically there's always the different settings and equipment that you'll need to use to capture a particular shot. So there's obviously differences on the technical side, but then as far as artistically, it just depends on, I guess, how I'm feeling inspired in that moment.
Right. Right. I love that answer. I love that answer. Thank you for that.
That's a tough one. Tough question.
Say something?
Sure, by all means.
I imagine now in this day and age where you have a camera in your pocket and you're able to take photos on a regular basis, you know, everybody takes photos all day long, right, and they share it. You mentioned something about that moment of whether or not you're going to actually capture a photo or you're just going to enjoy the moment of it. Do you find you're enjoying those moments more than you are reaching for your camera, reaching for yourself?
Good question.
You know?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, that's a great point with the iPhones and just always having a camera available. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think lately I have been choosing to not try to photograph every single moment and realize that it's sometimes takes away from nice moments when you feel like you have to look through. For example, like a sunset, I feel like a lot of times it's nicer just to look at it rather than feel like you have to take a picture of it for later.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Right. It takes away from the magic of the moment, moment of enjoying the sunset, because now you're kind of working, right?
Right, yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah. I want to go back to cyanotype printing for a second. It's an early form of photography. Do you ever imagine yourself having, you know, a photo shoot in the turn of the 19th century or the 20th century?
I haven't, but that sounds interesting. Speaking of, you know, iPhones and how easy it is to take pictures now. I mean, gosh, can you imagine back in the day when you're risking your life to take a picture with right. all these explosive materials?
Right.
It's just like, we've come a long way, haven't we?
Right. And do you find that you've in choosing this and choosing this path in art that you kind of have to be a historian?
I don't know if it's a prerequisite necessarily, but I do like learning about the history of it. And I've got a pretty great book. It's called The Keepers of Light. Right. And it goes into a lot of the early history of photography and some of these alternative processes with like cyanotypes that we've been doing lately.
Right. But, right. And Elijah, are you a picture taker? Do you see yourself in, is there photography in your future?
Yeah, I guess. I like taking photos with him. He's like teaching me how to use the camera and stuff. And it's just, yeah, I like taking photos of some stuff.
And do you have that eye? Are there things that you see?
There's photos at the sawdust that I've taken of waves, like in a housing with the camera. And right. I guess.
All right. Give me a good camera, Gabe. What's a good camera?
Honestly, the camera that you have, whatever camera you have on you, is the best camera.
So. That's the answer I was looking for. Yeah, that's the answer I was looking for. So, iPhone 5 for me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, Frankie. What?
No, it's. I was gonna say there's something really special I think about Gabe's class, the cyanotype printing. Now, is it cyanotype printing or cyanotype photography? Because I always go back between the two. Is it?
Oh, there and difference? What? And the difference? Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So, I've mostly heard it called cyanotype printing. Mm-hmm. It is a form of it's a form of photography. It's a photographic process, I guess you could say.
Right.
There's really no camera involved, unless you're using a camera to create a image and then create a negative. But you don't need a camera necessarily. Not that I guess photography. It's getting a little gray area, I guess.
Oh, I see.
How do you think you'd fare taking someone else's class and learning a different art form?
Oh, yeah.
Is there one in particular that fascinates you?
I mean, I'm fascinated by all of them. I'd love to take all the classes. I've never tried glass blowing, so I'd love to experience something new and try that. Elijah and I have both taken ceramics classes together and really love that.
And glass. Okay, so glass blowing. I have I mentioned this a couple of weeks back with when we had glass blower.
Marianne
Guerra on the show. That fascinates me. And the process of it just seems so difficult and so easy to mess up. In cyanotype printing, is it equally as easy to mess up?
I would say there's a lot. Oh, I can't. I don't know. It sounds like I said, I've never done glass blowing, but it sounds like there's a lot larger margin for error, if that makes sense. Like, I think that it's not as critical with the cyanotype. I think the main thing, you have to just be careful not to expose your sensitized light-sensitive paper to the light by accident.
Right.
Right. I've done that before. I was actually learned the hard way. I was sensitizing paper, and I had some bright light bulbs above, and then ended up just ruining it. So you have to remember to turn the lights off.
Right. It's like walking into a dark room and exposing photographs.
Exactly. Yeah.
And your fingerprints too. I've noticed you can get your prints on your work of art as well. But one thing I was going to say earlier is what I really love about Gabe's class in particular is the ability to walk the grounds and find objects from the grounds, you know, forage for leaves and beautiful little natural elements that fall from our trees.
Right.
And to be able to collect on your own, you're collecting little bits of sawdust, literally bits of our grove.
Right.
And you're using that to create art with. It's something really special, you know, so you're not just learning the process, but you're also doing that little nature hunt.
Right.
You know, with Gabe which, takes you on that,
which is really cool. And and as you mentioned that, it's coming into my head right now that as I walk the grounds of sawdust, there's really, really cool leaves that fall from the trees that are all around you
leaves
guys.
Leaves and little eucalyptus nuts.
Right.
And, I mean, all of those things, little branches. Right. I mean,
So projects that you work on, are you working on anything right now?
I've always got juggling a few different projects. I've been working on a series of these vintage kind of California surf scene recreations, kind of reenactments of that, like late 50s, early 60s surf scenes.
Right. So you have a this magnificent piece that's black and white. It's a girl getting a surfboard on top of a Woody. That's not from the 50s or the 40s. You just shot that.
Yeah,
that's amazing. That looks exactly like it came from the 40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tried to pay attention to the details and keep everything period correct as much as possible. And
That
reminds me of another one too.
Go ahead,
the
please.
One I believe I sent that to you, Ed. The one of the surfer who's wearing a helmet, and it looks like he's on a wooden board,
right?
But it must not be a wooden board.
It is. Yeah, it's a wooden board that he actually made. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's.
So that looked old too. That photo.
That does. Mm-hmm. That looks.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
No, no, not at all. I appreciate that. That's a remarkable photograph as well. They both look like, my God, they came out of a time machine. So the process of capturing him on that wave, describe that for us, please. And by the way, you can go to his, can you go to his website and find these pictures?
One of his websites is up. It's Gabe Sullivan or GabrielSullivan.com.
I'll make sure they're both up after when we get home.
Okay. Yeah. But you can go to Gabe's website and check these photographs that we're talking about out. Please describe that scene and capturing that moment.
Yeah, so like I said, that's our friend Brian Bent. He's an amazing surfer from San Juan Capistrano and also a Renaissance man. He's builds his own surfboards, paints them himself. He's an artist as well. He does amazing oil paintings. And he's a stylist too. He makes his own clothes and just kind of a living art piece, I would say. Yeah. So I would definitely recommend checking out Brian Bent on Instagram, I guess, is where he's most active.
Okay.
But so the process of that photo, we were doing it. So his surfboards are called Fast Surfboards, and we were doing and it was for a magazine called Men's File, and it was an article about his surfboards. And so we decided to try to tell that story of speed.
Right.
And so he threw a vintage crash helmet on and these vintage kind of speed racer goggles, like
old school. They were old school. They were old school Grand Prix goggles, is what those were.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we went down to San Onofre, and I did it's called a speed blur, like a panning speed blur with a slower shutter speed, where I track with him as he's surfing by.
Right.
And that way, he's in focus, and then the background's out of focus. It just kind of makes it look like he's going that much faster.
Right.
So that was kind of the backstory on that image.
Can I capture something like that on my iPhone with portrait mode?
I don't. maybe not portrait mode, but if you go towards the later evening, I think the iPhone does sort of default to a slower shutter speed.
Right.
If you pan with a moving object, you probably could.
Right. And the model you used in the Woody, the Woody, she was dressed so 1940s-ish. It was absolutely
perfect. Yeah,
that was
actually her personal vintage Jansen one piece that she brought to the shoot.
Okay.
That was also for Men's File. We were, I put out a casting notice in San Clemente, and got one friend group of people all sort of got wind of it, and it was pretty cool that they all knew each other, and we had that chemistry of people that would, I think they hung out at San Onofre a lot together anyway, so it was just another day at the beach for those guys.
Fantastic.
You also have that other photo, Gabe, of your VW. Your VW van, which is super iconic.
You have a really cool VW van.
That's the van you used to take around for 18 years with Curious Gabe, right?
Yeah, I used to drive it around most days when it was running.
It's no longer running?
It's always sometimes running, sometimes not running. Right.
It's a typical VW van. Yeah. Even if you bought it new, it would sometimes,
always something to tinker with on those things.
Do you have a name for it?
We call it Bussy.
You do?
Yeah.
It's a family name. Yeah, it's a family name handed down through the generations. You've got classes coming up April 14th and the 29th. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So if listeners wanted to take advantage of this, I would strongly recommend you go onto the sawdustartfestival.org website and book it soon, right? Am I crazy?
Yes, book it soon.
Okay. And what else do you have coming up? Do you
So we have a full week ahead of classes, full weekend. We have classes rolling out on Thursday again with Charlene Gee. We have Mixed Media Magic with her on Thursday, two sessions Thursday. Friday, we have two classes that are debuting. We have Dry Point Etching with Hedy Buzan.
Ooh.
That is a really fascinating class that mixes printmaking with watercolors.
Oh, that sounds great.
That's a really fun class. That is at 10 a.m. on Friday. That's the only session she's offering right now.
Okay.
So if you are interested in that, you want to jump into it. Otherwise, I think she's going to offer one maybe next month.
Okay.
And then secondly, another exciting brand new class is Aspen Trees in Oil. So we did offer it once before, but it was a quick, brief session. We're actually offering this now over 2 days. So it'll be a two-day workshop this Friday and Saturday with Sadette Feikender, who is amazing, wonderful, kind, lovely. She's just a spectacular teacher. I would say the same about Hedy Buzan, and I would say the same about Gabe Sullivan.
Of course you would. You know, you're surrounded by just great people. You really are. That's a great lineup of people over there at Sawdust. I'm not just blowing smoke in you guys' face. That's a good lineup over there.
I'm super fortunate to be working with all of these wonderful people. We have a great weekend full of classes. Our glassblowing classes are sold out this weekend. Pottery is sold out this weekend, but we are adding additional pottery sessions every week through April and May.
Okay. That's why it's important to tell the audience that the moment you hear about these sessions, you got to jump on sawdustartfestival.org because they do go fast. They do fill up fast. So, delighted to have met you, Gabe, and Elijah, you as well. I wish you both just years of luck. And don't hesitate to come back through anytime you want.
Right? Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Frankie, thank you so very much. Anything I'm forgetting?
I think that's it, but thank you so much, Ed. Thank you for having us on every single week. We really appreciate your support.
It is our pleasure, and we thank you for the support
thank
as
you.
Well.
Thank
All right.
You,
Frankie Gabe. Duchesne and Gabe Sullivan, along with Elijah Sullivan, it's the Mornings with Ed show.